Friday again, and as we go charging towards the 250 bell, we pause for a moment to consider another word from our Savior on the Mount. Matthew 5, verse 5, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." In Jesus' name, beloved of God, if God is so good, why ain't I rich? It's not just the unbelieving world that talks that way, but also our own sinful human nature. Blessed are the meek. Really? That's how you get rich? Inherit the earth? Not if you view meek as someone who lets everybody walk all over them and goes around with a sign on their back, "Kick me." And that's how the world views people turning the other cheek or taking it patiently when people mock and revile them. Says the world, it's not the earth the meek inherit, it's the dirt. If we thought that being meek meant going along with everyone, even those who are doing wrong, if we thought that being meek meant not standing up for the truth when it's reviled, or actually becoming an enabler of evil, always going with the flow, then for Jesus to call the meek blessed would be to divide his own house against itself. But what if being meek meant being gentle, being kind? What if it bespoke the confidence of someone who knew that the eternal God was his refuge and underneath were the everlasting arms? When God makes his children meek, he makes them humble and contrite in spirit, trembling at his word. From ancient times, this term meek has been applied to horses who are gentle. And even today, one sometimes hears the axiom, "The meek horse wins the race." Not the horse who spends a good share of his energy fighting against the directions of his rider, but the horse who responds positively to every touch of hands or knees or legs or feet, is able to focus his energies on the goal. We can see, can't we, from that analogy, that you need strength in order to be meek, in order to be gentle. If a toddler can't elbow his way through a crowd of adults, we don't call that gentleness, that's weakness. But if a giant, who could easily toss people out of his way, refrains, he is a gentle giant. God has given certainly older people, parents, teachers, officers, and so on, positions of power. And he also makes his children meek, using their power not to clear the way for their own interests, but for building others up in the truth, enabling them to do what is right. But you know, young people have strength too. Plenty of it. They have fresh energy, unwrinkled faces, beautiful, straight teeth, swift reflexes in hand and foot that are admired and aspired to by many. They have more influence on others than they sometimes realize. And they could use their strengths to cause disruptions, to lash out at others, to selfishly push others aside. But God makes his children kind and gentle, even in the strength of their youth, attentive to his word and considerate of others, using their strengths to build one another up in faith and hope and love. So does God put us at a disadvantage when He makes us meek? Will it ultimately be to our harm if we follow the voice of our shepherd and say, "Thy will be done"? That's what some teachers are still saying at the universities of this world. One of our former students was recently told, in effect, "Your God is too inhibiting and hateful toward those experiences which would fulfill you and make you wise." Jesus says, "No, you are blessed. You will inherit the earth. Follow me, and not only will you be welcomed into heavenly realms, but also during your days on this planet, the earth will be at your disposal. Your heavenly Father will see to it that you have the things you need, the clothing and shoes, the food and drink, the house and home, anything else you need, and all things will work together for your good." Yes, even if it appears that your meekness will lead to your death, even that will become for you but a sleep and the entrance to eternal life. Are you meek? Of course you are. That is how Jesus molds His disciples. "My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." And the world will still think that you are misguided and foolish to follow a king who comes to you meek and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Why, in less than a week, the enemies of such a king would have him nailed hand and foot to a cross, his lifeblood dripping away. But oh, look at him now. He lives to bless you with his love. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. And the head that once was crowned with thorns is crowned with glory now. A royal diadem adorns the mighty victor's brow. Hymn 219.